last podcast, we were talking about everything between gummies and everything funny.
We're talking about the best dispensaries, the best smoke shops with the best accessories.
Go ahead and shout out us on all of our social media platforms.
That's Mary Jane and
Munchies _ on IG.
Mary Jane and Munchies on every streaming platform. If you don't see that Mary Jane and Munchies, then you are not at the right place.
There's a capital N, like in the N word.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies! Mary Jane and Munchies.
Yes.
But I have to. I have to do it because I had to get all of the monies.
Get your soul
I
tired.
Can't live any money on the table. Others could get it.
You're if freaking you're not hungry, crazy.
Then you go hungry. If you're not hungry enough to go out there and get yourself something to eat, then you starve.
Okay, this is Mary Jane and Munchies. We're going to sing our theme song, but I want to get back to the subject because we're going to compare who's the craziest in their work.
Big bag.
Because we're going to talk about each other. All right. Who has the worst work addiction out of the two of us, Boston Bossy?
You, absolutely.
It's your girl, Kobe Jones.
And goes to work. And it's your girl, Boston Bossy.
Follow us on all platforms.
Follow me on IG at Grind Mistress. That's GRINDD.
Double D left titties.
Period. MISTRESS. You can also find me on TikTok at Kitchen General. You can find me on Snapchat at Grind Mistress with one D. You can find me on Up Live at Boston Bossy and Bego at Powerpuff 88.
Alright. You can find me on all platforms at Queen Jones. It's Queen Jones everywhere.
She picked a unique name, so her branding was easier to do. I have built a cultivation of social media and peer, okay? And so some of the names are changed protected.
My TikTok is popping, so just go ahead and follow
it. It is popping though.
It's actually really good.
She began duets and retweets. I don't know. She the TikToker.
I'm out here thugging.
Going on there, and if I
I'll see be ticking and talking and ticking and talking. All right, so I might have a light work addiction, but see where it has
happened. I'm humongous work addiction. She's the absolute worst at work-life balance, but she is the best at work.
Okay, so let me light my little piece of Jay before
she
I...
She gonna try to light her way out of... She tried. Like, I'm just a money...
Do you know my mom told me to sit my little happy ass down? So I know I got a little problem. I have a little problem. I do. But I'm figuring out. Like, you gotta admit that I did reduce my work hours.
She just barely reduced it. She overpassed out.
Shut up! I caught up right to it.
She did that. Everybody was like, stop.
It was like, bitch, are you walking on me again? Did you?
Everybody was like, we go.
Did you wait down to go to sleep? Not you sat on the toilet, dummy. Up here, sitting in the car like you about to go somewhere.
If you don't go to sleep, we're turning off in 5, 4, 3, 2. Wave at people, you're falling.
Bleep, bleep, bleep. Y'all, I am smoking 88 G13 hash plant from Sierra Naturals. And what are you smoking?
I'm smoking wedding cake runts.
I'm not a
private cultivator.
Oh my god. You make me feel like designer weed is something like, you know. You know, everybody has like a Coach bag, their Gucci bag.
And I am. You guys have no idea. When we get to the levels of like cannabis house parties, it's gonna be different. Like, all those parties where they waste weed and do weird stuff won't be our parties. Won't be ours. We're going to have our weed into the apocalypse.
Now, I'm going to just let you know if you
big blunts through the apocalypse, when the world restarts, still big blunting. I will re-up when the world comes back to homeostasis. Like, psh, ain't never stop smoking.
Could you imagine, like, just coming into the party and be like, is that a big old bowl of J's?
Yep, my parties. big old, well, no. My parties, I'm head counting 2 J's per person, and then you need to, like, check your levels. Because we're not doing that weird house party stuff that I've been seeing on Iceland or whatnot, where they just be smoking, but they wasting it. Don't you ever see them?
You, okay.
They're like, we're going to throw a pound in to get this smoky flavor of the blueberry gosh.
But here's the thing, they're just smoking it. They're not even infusing it into anything. If you're putting a pound
let's put it underneath our boots so we can be taller and see and see the weed from the top of our weed lifts. Because we have so much.
You know.
How dare they?
Okay, so.
I might be Wiz Khalifa in it. I might be Snoop Dogg in it. But I will never. I will never.
Okay, I will be hood and say I would have a bouquet of J's, like, at the tables. Like, little set up, like, little lollipop bouquets. And, you know what I'm saying? But this is at the adult after party, because I want children to be able to come. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you need that type of party afterwards. Because I'm not going to have no liquor. No liquor. Ain't no.
They can have CBD lollipops.
We are on gummies as well today, so.
Woo!
It's a quite delightful sound high as hell, you know, on everything.
Let me see if I can hear it, y'all.
All right. So, I've been smoking indicas a lot lately because I'm trying to stay thick.
I've been smoking sativas like normal because I'm trying to stay numb to the bullshit.
Nah.
Yeah, me and sativas, we've been rolling tight for the last probably. 7.5 years. Indica's be coming to party, you know. I like me a good strong indica, but hybrids are really my new thing in the last 3 years.
Indica be like,
I be like, yes, indica, I need all that.
Indica, give it to me. Hard. Indica. Put it in the spine, bro. Indica.
Yeah.
No.
And you know what sativa's like? That's a lie. And that's a lie. Yeah.
Why you gonna make me
that
song?
That's a lie. That's alive, yeah, yeah. That's alive. No, for real. That's a vibe.
I feel like.
So garlic bread isn't a vibe.
It is a vibe. So I feel like indicas be like knuck if you buck. Be like, it be knocking my pants.
Or it be like white widow hip hybrids.
Is that the one you don't like?
Well, I know how to work with it now.
Okay.
At that time, I was like. Put it in my blood and mix nothing with it. I take it straight up because I be getting hot. And then my body was like, no. I was like, but I be getting hot. No. It didn't even let me finish the song because I was blah, blah. Because you can get sick from smoking. That's possible.
Yeah, because the more I smoke now, bless my little spirit's heart, I don't know necessarily if I'll be able to smoke forever. But when it get cold and stuff, I'll be taking it to the head. I'll be throwing so many inhales in one inhalation of one puff of a J. I'll be like.
And I'll be telling, that's why I smoke Fronto. Shout out to City Smoke, who has the best products for all your cannabis needs. They are definitely becoming a new brand partner. So shout out to City Smoke. The City Smoke located by Downtown Crossing has our link up to our link tree. So shout out to them. Thank you so much for this local support. We'll have more information later on in the show about them.
Okay. Well, then. I'm trying to get some type of products to start at least to decarbonize. Girl, I'm high already.
Decarbonize
the weed. But I'm not trying to get, like, any systems. Like, I'm not trying to get a unit. You know what I'm saying? I can get a bigger grinder. I can get a press to, you know, make sure you get all the oils and stuff out. But I'm not trying to get nothing big yet.
I think it's a little bit of YouTube research mixed with a little bit of TikTok research.
They got weed TikTok?
Oh, they got everything, baby. And a little bit of IG research mixed with one piece of equipment. I think you need to either get a good separator that separates your flower from your key, from your shiv, you know what I'm saying? Or get a magic butter maker. You know, one piece of equipment that you can say, okay, boom, I'm gonna decarbonate it, use it one way, and then boom, I'm gonna put it the decarbonated flower into this device and get one more use out of it.
For her. Alright, y'all. Alright. We're gonna play these bills right quick. Alright, y'all. So we over here multiples, okay? We're not even on edibles or smoking. We're on multiples. We got over here some lovely accoutrements from Ascend. These gummies are a mix between Sierra Naturals, sour pack gummies, and then they have my dad work at the dispensary, so, you know, Pop Smoke is a
cool, he be giving us a hookup.
Yeah, a very cool individual, so he give me anything that the other dispensaries are selling to his dispensary, from what I know. I don't know. I just know that they be fire, and I know that it's common that you'll see other strains from dispensaries up there. And shout out to
if you
smoke.
Hear our show and you feel like Mary Jane and Bungie should be exposed to your dispensary, go ahead and hit us up. Both me and Mary Jane have our medical cards, as well as we are recreational users. So go ahead and hit us up. Send us some of your samples, all right? And we would love to talk about you on the show.
Shout us out.
I'll just check that you. I'll
send us.
Oh,
merch and whatnot.
Get it. I'm excited as hell now, because I'm like, if we're going to go ahead and be smoking, I want to make sure we are smoking the best of quality. So we'll talk about it. We don't be playing about our butt, okay? Because we're the best buds. All right.
The best of buds.
We're really corny. We just did a knuckle bump. Y'all ain't need to see
that. Because she said best buds. I was like, oh, we joke best.
All right, so
we're like primo buds.
Do you feel like you're feeling the eddies?
Yes.
I hooked her up. I got over here a
because
mixture.
I don't do the rain.
I got her some of these, like, I would say they're adjacent to, like, gummy bears or a fruit snack type.
Which one you want to do?
I'm talking about the blueberry one.
The blue one is like, it's like thick. I'm trying to think of the candy. It's a gumdrop.
Oh, wow. Okay, gumdrop. Okay, so the
exactly
red one. Yeah. Well, oh. Yeah,
no, the blue one. It's a gumdrop.
But I'm saying, what is the red one to you?
Regular gummy.
Okay, so we have.
It's chewy, but that blue one was a gumdrop. I was like,
blueberry gumdrop and
blueberry.
Red raspberry.
That was blueberry?
I believe so.
Boo. We blackberry over here.
But blackberry does not taste good as a gummy.
Listen, nobody want blueberries.
I've had those as well.
I'm an anti-blueberry person. You know, I got anti-vaxxers. I'm anti-blueberries. I'm out here pushing the blackberry agenda, okay? Blacker the berry.
The sweeter the juice.
Not always. It needs to be firm as well.
Okay, so let me just talk about some quick things that's happening in my life. I have been really working hard, best friend. I am developing a 5-line spice line. That's like how you know we out here. I'm giving y'all a 411 right quick and whatnot. So throughout the holidays, my best friend will be tasting my whole little spice brand and whatnot. And she gonna give me the tea. We have a quality of array of products that we are bringing this year. Make sure, you know, we have an array. I want y'all to actually have the flavor. And in my book, yes, you are hearing page flipping. I have. It's Cornell Notes, so that's how you know it's going to be facts.
Shout out to Cornell Notes. You can find the link for our Cornell Notes in the description in the bio. We got it off of Amazon. Thank you so much, Cornell Notes, for getting us organized.
Now, I can honestly say that the spices that we're going to have is a no salt one. I can't tell y'all the names because y'all ain't paying.
Nope.
We're going to have a Mexicana Latina spice, because that's the only people I have known.
A Latinx flavored one.
Yes, right. And then we have a seafood one. People always be telling me how delicious my seafood be, so I was like,
true,
let me just do it. And then we have one that's just for the ladies, the spicy one. Okay, so y'all gonna hear me out. Be prepared. I know you're probably like, what's the difference between the spicy one and the seafood one? Let me tell you. One has the smoke level and one has the float level. So That means the flavors, one is going to be flowing just on your tongue. You know, you need spice to hit it, right? And the other one going to be like, hey, y'all, you know what it is. Shake on me, baby. Put me in the bag. I belong in the bag. You'll get it.
Her spice is
tough. When the names come in, y'all be like, okay. Say that.
I was just slutty vegan. Think slutty vegan.
Think flavor. How to pink.
Think drip. Think creamy drip.
The ooze, the drip. Thoughts on the TikToks.
The TikToks were lip locks. I really like them. I especially like the dude cooking. I wasn't feeling the French toast sticks.
Okay, so
I feel like he could have done way better knife cuts and made them sexy. They wasn't sexy. He was sexy. They wasn't sexy. I love the girl doing the food review of her campus food. That was fire. I think it's so dope when you can find content right within your financial bracket. So shout outs to her. Links for those will be in the description in our bios. The other one I really liked was the first one with the dude showing us all the delicious food. Yeah, that was busting. And the Gordon Ramsay cake welly, fire.
Okay, so this is what I did. All right, I set it up into about 5 categories. And I feel like TikTok is known for their real rotation of like how they set up food or how they want things. So the reason why I sent it to Boston Boss, because I knew she was going to watch the videos, but really I'd be on food TikTok every time I'd be on the toilet or, you know, in the tub. I'm going to keep the tub part because I'm going to edit the toilet part out. But needless to say, I use that time to be like, this is how this person talks and this how it goes and this how they want to interact. So the first one is the straight up TikTok. Okay, so when I say it's the straight up TikTok, what they do is just play the common TikTok song name or like right, it's either that or Doja Cat.
Who was that one I followed these times?
Oh, the Tay Money one.
Yes, the Tay Money one is fire. I gotta hear this whole song,
but it will be people just making a whole recipe with just that in the background. Now they might tell you the ingredients, but usually it's just the recipe getting blown out. You know what I'm saying? You know that one, right? Mm-hmm. So that's, I broke down in categories like that. Then they have the straight celebrity chef duet. So it might be Gordon Ramsay. I didn't see Paula Deen. I didn't see a couple of Hell's Kitchen's
alumni.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't see a couple Top Chef ones. Mm-hmm. You
a lot
know,
of Top Chef ones.
Yeah.
Richard blazing it up. Right. You know.
Just a whole bunch of duets. And then they have the food story influencer or the food influencer just telling a story right over them making their dish. Now, again, they might have the ingredients written on the side somewhere, but usually it's them telling a weird ass story or a cool story about their life or interaction. So I like those, and I might start doing them myself because I'd be like, I could tell a weird story for less than 3 minutes about something that people want to know about with a good dish on the background and put it on a website on my YouTube channel, Cyan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real simple. What people want.
Yeah, I mean, like, but I can tell that's a thing because everybody does that. And then we have the, hey, let's try it at home. Or, oh, look what I got, food, TikTok. And that one, I feel like is funny as hell because how many times you going to show me something that somebody else has? Or you going to go and tell me, oh, let me try it. Now, I think some type, it was cultural assimilation at first.
Okay.
And then it got better. You know, because not everybody had a hot pot system at their house before. Not everybody started like that, you know?
We started from the bottom, now we're hot potting.
Then we have the last one, which is the fly chef or the how do you do that chef, where you be like, dang, how do I get like that chef? I just want to make the quick come up right quick. Mm-hmm. They be like a really like suave chef, like, you know, Salt Bae was the
originator of the sexy male chef.
I don't know, the flick of the wrist for me, you know. I would not go for anything.
You know, speaking of flicking the wrist, I just recently heard that one of our former guests, Gabe, just went her set.
What is this at?
Salt Bay's restaurant.
Oh my God. See, you know.
There's one in Boston.
There's a Nissette in Boston?
Yeah.
And I bet that Nissette price is ridiculous. It is Nissette to the highest degree.
It is. It's Nissette high. Is that MP next to everything? What's MP?
Market price.
I knew.
Whatever the market is, that's how we price it. Lobster, $8.99 tomorrow. Today, $42 a pound.
What?
And we only do 4-pound lobsters. That's the only kind we buy. Why wouldn't we give you your money's worth?
Oh, shout out to my love. Working at Restaurant Depot, hooking me up with some catfish. I just fed Boston Bossy. She low-key in the itis right now.
Thank you for bringing the catfish in my tum-tum. And the fries and the aioli and them fried pickles. But that fish was all that. Mm-hmm.
You know, catfish steaks, honey, is different. I don't even call them fillets.
Need to get fat fish steaks. Because I've been out here afraid of catfish. And all the time, I could have been a wound away from the bone and just have straight, white, delicious flesh. Oh, hell to the no. Yeah, catfish steaks till I die.
We gotta pay these bills.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Sharifa's Island Cuisine, Trinidadian Specialties, presents their second annual Single Parents Drive. If you want more information about it, check out the post on her IG page at Sharifa's Island Cuisine, one word. Click the link in the bio or scan the QR mobile device. The deadline for online applications is October 30th. Families affected by gun violence are highly encouraged to apply first. Boston residents only. Children ages 0 to 17 years old. Their parents are asked to apply. Now, just a little personal note about this. This has been a really trying year with COVID, so anything you do is going to help these families. But most importantly, families, we know that you're out here listening to the podcast. Go ahead and click that link in her bio. Apply, and your family can be one of those amazing families chosen that's going to have a wonderful holiday season.
Please donate to our girl Sharifa Island Cuisine by December 20th, 2021. These families really, really could use your help. It doesn't take much. Go ahead and visit her again at her email at Sharifa, S-H-A-R-I-F-A-H-L, at gmail.com. Please email us daily for drop-off locations. New old toys, gifts, and non-perishables are highly appreciated. As long as it's wrapped up new, as long as it's in pure condition, drop it off. It could change somebody's life. Remember that. Thank you. This was Mary Jane and
Munchies. Like the Mary Jane. Like
the Munchies. Mary Jane. That's the sexiest sound when you are starting to like have a really bad day. You just Mary Jane.
It's like
Mary Jane, she's my main thing. All right, friend, go ahead and tell me, how's live streaming?
Live streaming has been wonderful. It has been my savior during the pandemic, after the Lord, and it has just been a wonderful experience. Right now on UpLive, I'm a part of an amazing family, Do the Right Thing. So shout out to DJ Charlie and all my friends from Do the Right Thing. Make sure you check out my new graphic designer, virus_reviews on all streaming platforms. It's a really great way for you to build your brand, push yourself forward, and make some side money. If you're interested, you can inbox me. You can either email me or contact me on any of my social media platforms in the inbox, and I'll get back to you in about 48 hours. But it's a great way to make money.
Now, I'm going to tickle my best friend because I don't know what I did to the catfish, but she's looking at me like, I'm going to go to sleep soon. I love doing that to people, though.
But that catfish was double.
Yo, catch our lives on IG and on, Okay. I was like, what you about to tell me, friend? Okay.
I was like, catch our lives on IG every other Saturday at 4:20 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Well, dang. I didn't know she was going to take it like that, but yeah. That's what she said, and that's what it's going to be on the night. It's going to be straight up. We're going to be talking about weed and the munchies that we succeed with. Like, there ain't nothing else to talk about, friend. I mean,
shout out to the What's the Situation podcast with our friend to the show, Daddy Tez, also known as Mr. Situation. You can go and check out him at WTS Podcast on Facebook, as well as Oh That Situation on Instagram, where he has his nightly podcast every week, different episode, different topic, super amazing.
Booyah! Alright, so let me just tell you that Creamy Jones is something really special to my heart. I'm up here really developing and thinking about how I'm going to get better content to you guys. My whole thing is just being more honest, stripping away more raw parts of me. Because honestly, I feel like the part of, you know, being an influencer is just being unique. I'm teaching people how to cook good and look good, as you know. But I thought so deeply into myself and talking to my sisters. They told me that I need to start talking about my health journey and really bring out some of the valid points so that more Black women and Black girls don't feel isolated in themselves or in their situation. And I feel like that's a great thing I can do because I know what it's like to feel kind of separated from the world and not have anything to like grasp onto besides yourself. So, i.e. why I was able to hone in and figure out how I was going to be able to do what two things, cook good and look good. But I think it's really important, especially as we come into the new year, we bring in some new content. So, the mindset and the heart of this new year, new thought, end of the wrap up, end of the quarter, we out here, dog. I'm also trying to get into real estate. Like, I'm out here really wanting to invest.
Thinking about getting an AMSR.
Let me try it out. Y'all think I have the voice for the AMSR? If you can
hear her, she does. I'm too loud. Maybe I'm not doing AMSR. I don't know if I can hear you, friend. You gotta do it. Is that too
good? Is that not good enough? I don't know. Is that the... Oh no, that's really creepy. That's how I saw a bitch have it on her neck.
See, I don't understand how anybody that knows me thinks I can have something big and black in my face and take anything else seriously.
Well, it was definitely the small kind, but it was the one that was going to be able to reverberate on her
You basically have to put the mic inside of your mouth.
All that extra stuff that they do.
But I'm thinking about getting into it because it's getting cold outside. Oh, listen.
You don't even care. Stop going. ASMR is where I'm going.
It's money, money, money. Money.
Alright.
Streaming money.
Like I said, it's all about investment. Real estate is something that I thought that I would never get into, but I really want to make some money. Boston be getting here.
Don't hold yourself.
What?
Hold yourself. I'm sorry. I have some in my.
You're going to have to clear it out.
Told you so.
Well, you know I'm an introvert, Lord. And I don't like doing shit outside of my
hippie.
Fucking self.
She's a corporate hippie.
I do not like doing shit out of
myself. That's why we watched this joining. She's a corporate hippie.
I love the fact that, you know, God has wanted me to strip stuff out of my soul because I was a stubborn
old lady. You are the Black Kathy Bates of this cannabis world, girl.
I'm trying to get there. I know that 3% of 3,000 or 300,000 or 3 million sound good. You know what I'm saying? Just 3% of any higher numbers than 3 sound good.
You know what sounds better?
What? 100?
100.
Well, damn. Well, of course, 100% sounds great. But I'm just saying, real, if I'm climbing up the ladder and I'm trying to figure it out, any percentage over 2%? Getting back over how expensive these crazy Boston areas is. These neighborhoods do not be playing about their rent and they sellages. One house I saw was like $8.5 million for a four bedroom. A four bedroom. in the Midwest, that's 40, well, no, not even 40. I would say $400,000. So 8.5.
Okay, in the Midwest, the difference would be the property and the land. That's the only difference. Our land's more expensive because there's less of it. Our houses are more expensive because we bougie.
Well, I'm not going to speak against it. Y'all go ahead and you spend your money, honey, and I will be the best real estate agent you've ever seen.
Boston.
Shout out to everybody who will be a part of the Queenie Jones selling team, okay? I love you guys. Thanks for your hard work in the future.
I know we mentioned earlier in the show City Smokes. We wanted to tell you a little bit about them. City Smoke Shop was founded in 2017 by a small business owner who wanted to build a customer-focused store products. With just a little bit of cash on hand and a whole lot of grit, he expanded that to open multiple retail stores in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. They have everything in those stores. I'm talking about they have clip holders. They have every clip lighter you could ever think of. Every bong, you name it, they have it. They ship. They are part of the cannabis movement, and they forced the vape ban back, especially during the COVID pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yep. But most importantly, they're everywhere. Some of their locations are Newberry Street, Salem Street in Boston, Mass, Commonwealth Ave, Washington Street in Boston, Mass, which is the location that I was at, where their amazing store put up our Linktree link. So go check them out. Go in there and say that Mary Jane and Munchie sent you. They're also located in Danvers, Mass, Rhode Island, and Salem, Massachusetts.
They everywhere.
They are. Make sure that you go to their website, citysmokeshop.com. That's CITYSMOKESHOP.com.
Oh, wow. Period. You know, actually, I'm not even going to cap y'all. Boston Bossy went up there, and she was like, girl, let me tell you something. I went up in the smoke shop, and I'm looking around. It's everything.
It is everything. They have a whole section of raw clothing.
I was like,
raw clothing.
She don't even call me. Like, this, weren't you at work or after
work? After work, I had to get some frontos. Speaking of which, City Smoke Shop on Washington Street carries the double frontal packs. Double frontal packs. I got a pack of frontos I ain't even used yet.
That's what I'm saying. She blow through her frontal. I'm not gonna lie.
Because I'll be blowing it down. And City Smoke Shop gets me right.
Oh my God, I'm so happy right now. Y'all follow me on Instagram because I am going to bring back Let Me Taste It. I have some really good features coming in. I'm gonna just leave it there. You gotta watch the video. Just watch the video. It's really gonna tell you, but watch the video. Cause I'm gonna make some candy. And I really actually been trying to establish some really good food things cause I'm going to get a cottage license. I was gonna really go ham with some spices, but if the spices work well, I can make some candies real quick, because if the license is a license, we're just gonna license. So go ahead and check us out, because I am going to be creating more content based on my food licensing journey. You can go ahead and catch me on YouTube on all platforms. I'm Queenie Jones, but Q-U-E-E-M-I-J-O-N-S. So you can just watch the videos and get into it. You might learn something new. And I'm going to be shouting out some other people on my YouTube channel that have inspired me and helped me with the journey so that you guys can get bigger and better connections. It's all about the resources, baby.
Go to City Smoke Shop. Check out some of Eagle Smoke Shop, which is our local black-owned smoke shop. Check out Trippy Hippie, which you can go to Icy. That's I-C-E. Y Arts, A-R-T-Z, for more information, DM for custom lines. If you're looking to get a job in the Boston area in the cannabis industry, check out We Can Deliver. We out.
Bye! Bye.